Wanna drink with us?
Party party!
Welcome to the first episode of Mr. Sledge's After Party, where the language is loose and the clothing is optional. This is where I talk about topics that didn't quite make the cut of my normal show, but I still find them super interesting and have something to say about the topic. Plus, I cuss a lot. So this is your warning. This isn't a safe for work show, and you shouldn't play it in open air. I will say awful things. Now let's take a shot of controversy and move on to the segment. The hell you talking about, Sledge? It's tax time in the U.S. Normally it falls on April 15th, but wouldn't you know, we have till April 18th because of the city of Washington, D.C. So I figure it'd be apropos to talk about a topic that we mentioned on the Court of Nerds thread. So hold on while I talk nerdy about taxes.
What are you solids griping about? Your shares are worth $107 apiece.
They are? Oh my God, I'm a millionaire! Suddenly I have an opinion about the capital gains tax.
It was a couple of weeks ago that comic writer Peter David made a plea to his fans on his website, peterdavid.com. For those of you who don't know PAD, he's an Eisner Award-winning, Wizard Fan Award-winning, Julia Award-winning, Haxer Award-winning, and GLAAD Award-winning writer. He had a 12-year run on Incredible Hulk, which is something that never happens in the industry anymore. He also had his name on Aquaman, Young Justice, Supergirl, X-Factor, Fallen Angel, Star Trek, Babylon 5, Ben 10, The Phantom, The Rocketeer, Swamp Thing, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Thunderbolts, Spider-Man 2099, and Spectacular Spider-Man. This guy is a legend. A legend who is in trouble with the IRS. Here's a quick synopsis according to Peter David. He has a massive tax bill due and doesn't have the money to pay it. As of now, he owes $88,000 in back taxes, interest, and penalties. All this from the money he earned making a Canadian TV kid show called Space Cases. It appeared on TV for 2 years, beginning in 1996. According to Peter David, his now ex-wife pilfered half of the money and set aside in his bank to pay the taxes. She used the money to hire a divorce lawyer. Then he used the rest of the money to hire his own divorce lawyer, leaving no money for his taxes. Peter David says he tried to make payments to the IRS. He would make payments, but then when April 15th rolled around, he wouldn't have any money to pay that year's taxes. He had already spent the money on his past year paying this current year's tax bill. Then, according to Peter David, the IRS forgot about it. So, he didn't pay them. Then the IRS remembered, and he's hosed. So he decided to ask his fans to put up the tab. He launched a GoFundMe campaign and asked the public at large for help. So far, he received about $44,000 from GoFundMe and about $26,000 from other sources, according to him, leaving still about $14,000 short, according to his last post on April 12th. That was before he got on a plane and flew to Florida on the 14th for SuperCon. This is where, in a story, I would temper my emotions and try to be as even-handed as possible. I normally want to give the benefit of the doubt. But Jesus fucking Christ, man. You're 60 fucking years old and you don't know how this shit works? What pisses me off is that your response has been, "Oh, whoopsie doodle," and that your fans are paying for it. How much goddamn cachet does a man have when people will pick up an $80,000 plus tab? This is how you should view someone who doesn't pay their taxes. They're stealing from those who do. Roads don't pay for themselves. Public schools don't pay for themselves. Income taxes make up just under half of the revenue of the United States budget. This shit is important. I can hear you whiny-ass libertarians now saying, "Oh, but Sledge, we pay so much in taxes." Listen, fucknuts, let me educate you. We don't and we haven't. The average American household has paid 15% in income taxes every year for the past 30 years. And that's down from the Reagan era, which in 1986 was 24%. Nukes cost money, people. Nukes cost money. And that was far less than we were paying in World War II up until the 60s, where it went down, before climbing again, and then held steady since the Clinton administration. I can also hear a bunch of Grover Norquist cockmongers complain that the upper incomes keep paying much higher percentage in taxes and that the rates keep going up. Wrong again, fuckos! In 1950, the top marginal income tax was 90%, and in 1980, it had lowered to 70%. It is currently capped at 39.6% now, and has been that way since the Clinton administration.
But Sledge, that's still a lot!
You know what? You're right. It is a lot, if you compare it to the capital gains taxes. Ever wonder why CEOs prefer stock options? You get to keep more of it, that's why. Those people who would normally be taxed at that 39.6% only have to pay 20% on income made through investments. And that's been the primary growth of wealth from the top marginal income bracket since, you guessed it, the Clinton administration. Now some of you may be thinking, yeah, fuck the rich. They screw us poor guys who have to pay income taxes too. Well, remember back in 2012 when Mitt Kendall haircut Romney was caught on tape calling 40% of American deadbeats for not paying any income taxes? He was largely right. 45% of Americans pay zero income taxes due to deductions, entitlements, or lack of actual taxable income. Now that's not saying that they don't pay other taxes too, just not income taxes.
But Sledge, the IRS is a bag of dicks. Didn't they politically target people a few years ago, according to my crazy uncle at Thanksgiving?
Dude, the accountants that make up the ranks of the Internal Revenue Service are just trying to do their job. They aren't looking to nail you. They just want to play by the rules. Nobody enters the government to make money. The people that the IRS, quote-unquote, targeted from a few years ago were Tea Party members that had sovereign citizen connections, whose stated belief is that the U.S. has no right to collect income tax. That's not political targeting, ladies and gentlemen. That's just due diligence. That said, only about 6% of Americans cheat on their taxes. The people that do cheat include those sovereign citizen conspiracy theorists, organized crime, and people like Peter David who willfully do not pay because nobody came knocking at their door for a few years. Now, before I go off and write a manifesto that no one will read or care about, let me end this by saying, be fiscally responsible by paying your taxes, even if the government doesn't notice. It's the right goddamn thing to do.
Yahoo! We're poor no matter what I do. The deal is off.
Ah, once again, the conservative sandwich-heavy portfolio pays off for the hungry investor. Oh, I'm ruined! Why?
Look, so we're not millionaires. At least we all still get to work together.
Shut your fat mouth.
See you guys Monday.
Thanks to all you patrons that helped make this episode happen. I'm Kevin from the Court of Nerds reminding you that hearing somebody say Jesus loves you is comforting, unless you're in a Mexican prison. Bye!